wasn't very long ago, in a place we call the Forest of Feathers and Friends, that many of you met a very interesting bird named Nanny Bird. I'm sure you remember. Nanny Bird is quite different from other birds because, well, she's quite big and she is a purple bird. Well, we'll hear from Nanny Bird again in just a little while. But before we do, let's see what those children are doing in the Forest of Feathers and Friends. Why, yes, I believe they're playing. Or trying to decide what to play. You see, yesterday was such a rainy day that the children couldn't play outside. But today the sun is shining, although it's still a bit muddy out. And the children are having a little trouble trying to decide what to play first.
Let's play hide and go seek.
No, I want to play tag.
Hey, look at that butterfly. Let's see if we can catch him.
No, Tommy, I almost got him. Fly.
Aw, he got away. I know, we can make some mud balls. See how squishy the ground is?
Ew, yuck. Look at your hand, Derek. Maybe we should play inside. At least we'll stay clean.
No, Charity, the sun is shining and the rain is gone. It's a perfect day for playing outside.
Lots of fun to play with.
And so, the children ran straight to Starvin' Marvin's cave to see if he could play. Now, for those of you who don't know him, Marvin is a great big bear. But he's a very friendly sort of bear. Well, as long as you don't wake him up. And ever since he learned how to be a real friend, he loves to play games with children.
Dum dum. Dum 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 dum.
Hi, Marvin. How are you?
Oh, hello there, everybody. I'm glad you came by to see me.
Why are you crossing out days on that calendar, Marvin?
Well, you see, I'm crossing out days on my calendar because today's a special day.
A special day?
Oh, yes. You see, today is special because it's the day before tomorrow. And tomorrow is an even more special day.
Why is tomorrow so special, Marvin?
Well, because tomorrow is my birthday. I'm going to be 8 years old tomorrow.
8 years old? Wow. I get guess that's almost grown up for a bear.
Yep. I've been waiting for this birthday for a long, long time, because when tomorrow comes, I'll know how to read.
Really? I didn't know you were going to school, Marvin.
School? Bears don't go to school. Nope, I don't have to go to school. Tomorrow, I'm gonna know how to read without ever even going to school.
But, Marvin...
Oh, I'm so excited. I've been waiting for this day for such a long time.
But you can't read without learning how, Marvin.
Well, everybody knows that all 8-year-olds know how to read. And tomorrow, I'll be 8.
Marvin, not everybody knows how to read when they're 8.
Well, I'm gonna read when I'm 8. Yes, sirree. Tomorrow I'm gonna grow up.
But Marvin...
Oh, there's so much I'd like to do when I grow up. I could be a fire bear and wear a shiny red helmet. Or maybe I could be a music bear and play the piano. What would you like to be when you grow up, Jenny?
Well, I'd like to be a doctor and help make people feel better when they're sick.
I just like to be able to stay up as late as I want to.
Oh, there's so much we can do when we grow up. We'll grow taller and taller and taller. When I grow up, there's so much I could be. So many things to do and see.
When I grow up,
everybody, what's all the commotion about? Can't the worm take a little nap without everybody and their brothers singing and carrying oil?
Oh, hello there, Booker T. Worm. I was just singing because I'm so excited about being able to read tomorrow. You see, tomorrow is my birthday, and I'm going to be 8 years old tomorrow.
Well, I suppose that's a pretty good reason for all this commotion. Where are you going to school, Marv?
Why does everybody keep talking about school? Don't you all know that bears can't go to school?
Well, I just thought since you're talking about reading and all...
You see, I don't need to go to school because practically all 8-year-olds know how to read.
Yeah, but most 8-year-olds go to school, Marv.
Reading doesn't just happen all by itself, Starvin' Marvin. You have to learn how.
And it takes lots of time and practice.
Time and practice. But tomorrow is my birthday. I don't have time, and I can't practice because I don't have a teacher. And I don't have a teacher because I'm a bear, and bears can't go to school. Oh, now I'll never learn how to read.
Now, wait here, Marv. Don't go and get all wet now.
It's all right, Marvin. Tomorrow's your birthday, and we can still have lots of fun together.
I don't want to have lots of fun. I want to learn how to read. What's the good of having a birthday if I can't even read? I'm just going to go sit in my cave forever.
Come on, Marvin. Why don't you come out and we'll play hide-and-go-seek?
Yeah. I'm just going to sit in here for the rest of my life. Now go away and leave me alone.
Marvin's really upset.
What if he stays in there forever?
He has to eat. If he doesn't eat, he'll starve.
What are we going to do?
I know. Let's go ask Nanny Bird. She'll know what to do.
I'll go with you. Can't reason with a pouting bear anyhow.
And so, the children carried Booker T quickly through the Forest of Feathers and Friends until they came to Nanny Bird's house. Of course, being a bird, Nanny Bird doesn't really live in a house at all. She lives in a very large nest. And if you watch birds very much, you already know that most birds make their nests in tall trees. But you see, most birds fly. And Nanny Bird has a very difficult time flying. Well, mostly because she's such a large bird. And it's also easier to have company when your nest is on the ground. And Nanny Bird loves to have company.
Nanny Bird! Nanny Bird!
Oh, my! What a dime! Oh, what a dime!
Nanny Bird, you have to help us. Please!
It's starving Marvin, Nanny Bird. He's all upset and he says he's going to stay in his cave for the rest of his life.
And if he does that, he'll starve.
Why is starving Marvin staying in his cave?
Oh, it's terrible, Nanny Bird. You see, tomorrow is starving Marvin's birthday. And he thinks that when tomorrow comes, he'll be able to read.
I didn't know starving Marvin was going to school.
Oh, no, Nanny Bird. He thought it was going to happen all by itself.
But when we told him that reading takes a lot of time and practice, he got upset.
Very upset.
And then he went inside his cave and said he was going to stay there for the rest of his life.
Yeah. What are we going to do, Nanny Bird?
Oh, dear. Well, I'm glad that you're concerned about Marvin's feelings, and I do understand why you're concerned. But I wonder if you've thought about how this problem looks to Jesus.
Well, I think Jesus knows that it means a lot to Marvin to learn how to read.
But he also knows that it takes time and practice.
And Jesus does care about Marvin.
Oh, do you see what you're doing, children? Why, you're doing exactly what Jesus wants you to do. You know, part of loving someone is being there to help them when they need it.
But we don't know how to help starving Marvin, Nanny Bird.
Well, is there anyone who does know how to help starving Marvin, Johnny?
I know. We'll ask Jesus.
Oh, very good, Johnny. Giving our cares to Jesus is always the best thing. Jesus will show us what to do. I know he will.
Yeah.
singing songs to Jesus always sounds so beautiful. Why, even Rebecca Ragdoll came out to listen.
Hello, everybody.
Hi, Rebecca.
I'm glad to see all of you. Why are you all here? Are you having a party?
No. Oh, my goodness, no, Rebecca.
A party? Hey, that's a good idea, Rebecca. Maybe we could surprise Starving Marvin and give him a birthday party.
Whoa, that's a wonderful idea, Booker T. A birthday party is just the thing to cheer Marvin up.
Is Starving Marvin having a birthday?
That's right, Rebecca. But there's just a little problem.
I don't understand. How can a birthday be a problem?
Well, Starving Marvin thinks that when he turns 8 tomorrow, he'll know how to read.
And when we told him that you have to learn how to read, he got upset.
Very upset.
And when we told him that it takes lots of time and practice, he went inside his cave.
And he said that he was never, ever coming out again.
Oh, no. But if he does that, he'll starve.
Hey, I've got an idea. Come on, everybody, let's go talk to Marvin.
I'll stay here and help you get ready for the party, Nanny Bird.
No, oh, flying fluff feathers. If we're going to have a party, I have work to do.
And so, Nanny Bird and Rebecca stayed behind to work very hard on the surprise party, while the children and Booker T. Worm walked quickly to Starving Marvin's cave. When they got there, everything was dark and quiet, and Starving Marvin was nowhere to be seen.
Marv? Hey, Marv!
Go away, Booker. I don't want to talk to anybody.
Come on, Marvin. You can't sit in your cave for the rest of your life.
Yeah. How are you going to get food to eat?
I'm never going to eat food again. I've lost my appetite.
Well, in that case, I guess I'll just have to climb up and eat those wild berries growing right behind your cave all by myself. They sure look good.
Those are my special breakfast berries. You wouldn't eat those, would you?
Well, if you're not ever going to eat again, I suppose somebody's got to eat them. You wouldn't want them to go to waste now, would you?
Well, if they're going to go to anybody's waste, they're going to go to mine. Because I've waited a long time for those berries to get ripe. Maybe I'll come out for just a little while.
You know, Marv, I've got an idea. Since I'm a genuine bookworm, I went to bookworm school ever since I was just an inch long. You see, reading's just about the most important thing in the world to learn for a bookworm. And, well, I was thinking that maybe I could teach you how to read.
You would do that for me? You'd really teach me how to read?
Well, I guess I could. But you've got to promise that you'll try your very best.
Oh, I want to learn how to read. Of course I'll do my best.
No more going in and pouting in the cave?
No more pouting in my cave.
Okay, now here's how we start. The first thing you've got to do is learn the alphabet.
The alphabet? But I want to learn how to read.
Well, before you can learn how to read words, you've got to learn the letters, see? And then you've got to learn the sounds those letters make. Then you put them all together. And that's what reading's all about. Now it's time that we get set to start out with the alphabet. The very first letter we'll learn today is the useful letter A.
The letter A?
The letter A. There's lots of words that start with A, like applesauce and angel cake.
I love applesauce.
The letter B is next in line, and broccoli and berry pie.
B is for berries? I think I'm gonna like learning the alphabet.
Make your fingers snap. Put on your special thinking cap. We're ready to now to learn.
Letter C can sound like this. Send a cake with chocolate chips. With the letter D, you'll can always choose from dessert to diet for the weight you lose.
I don't like diets.
I've never been on one myself.
The letter E is an easy one. Scrambling eggs is lots of fun. There's lots of foods for F and G. 'Cause big damn grapes are good to eat.
That sounds yummy.
With the letter L.
And that's an easy one to spell.
Now M and N are not the same.
'Cause M is how I start my name. See, M is for Marvin, that's me.
O, P, Q, and R, S, T.
This is getting hard for me.
Now all that's left is U and V.
And W, X, and Y, and Z.
Wow!
Them all.
It's not that hard, Marvin. Just let each letter stand for something you like to eat.
Well, there are lots of good things to eat.
Make your fingers snap. Put on your special thinking cap. We're ready now. We're all set. 'Cause we can learn the alphabet.
Now let's put them all together.
A, B, C, D, E, F, G.
H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P.
Q-R-S-T-U-V
and W-X-N
Well, while Booker T. was teaching Marvin his alphabet, the children tiptoed away and walked quickly back to Nanny Bird's nest to help her get ready for the birthday party. Nanny Bird and Rebecca Ragdoll were quite busy in the kitchen.
I'm almost finished washing the dishes, Nanny Bird.
Oh, good. I'll dry them. Now, if I can just remember where I'd set my dish towel. Ooh, now where did I put it?
Hi, Nanny Bird.
Hi, Rebecca. Do you need any help, Nanny Bird?
No, thank you, my dear. Rebecca is washing the dishes, and I'm going to dry them. That is, as soon as I can find my dish towel.
There it is, Nanny Bird.
It's hanging on your tail feather.
Oh, my goodness, so it is. I'll just try to reach it.
Nanny Bird, you're chasing your tail feathers.
I'll get your dish towel for you, Nanny Bird.
Oh, thank you, Callie. My goodness, I must start doing my exercises again. I believe I've put on a few pounds. Oh, well, now, children, how did everything go with Starvin' Marvin?
Great, Nanny Bird. Booker T is teaching Starvin' Marvin the alphabet.
Yeah, Marvin's going to learn how to read.
Oh, that's wonderful news, children. Wonderful, oh, dear.
What's wrong, Nanny Bird?
Well, now that we've cleaned this kitchen until it's spotless, it's time to get everything ready for Marvin's surprise party. But, oh, flying fluff feathers! It's been so long since I've been to a birthday party, I've forgotten what to do.
We'll help you, Nanny Bird.
Yeah,
we know what to do. First, we need to decorate.
We'll hang streamers in the trees.
And blow up balloons.
We can make party hats.
Oh, what a wonderful idea. Now, children, you can use this paper. And here's some glue. Oh, be careful now, because it spills very easily. Oh, yes. Party hats and streamers are just what we need for a birthday party. Oh, and I have some balloons right here. Why, we'll be ready before we know it.
What about a birthday cake, Nanny Bird?
Yeah!
Cake? Why, yes, of course, we need to make a birthday cake.
I'd like to help you make the birthday cake, Nanny Bird.
Oh, well, I've got just what we need, Rebecca.
What are you doing, Nanny Bird?
Oh, yeah, but oh, my, 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 my. Oh, now, where did I put it? Maybe in the oven? No, 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 of course not. Oh, here it is.
What's that, Nanny Bird?
Why, it's my cookbook, Callie. I can't very well bake a cake without a cookbook.
What's a cookbook?
Well, a cookbook is a book full of wonderful recipes, Rebecca.
Recipes? What's a recipe?
Why, a recipe is the direction for making something, my dear. Oh, let's see. Oh, yes, here it is. My recipe for making a birthday cake.
You mean all I have to do is follow the directions in this recipe and I can make a birthday cake?
Why, yes, my dear. Would you like to make Starvin' Marvin's birthday cake?
Oh, could I?
Why, of course you may, Rebecca.
Nanny Bird, this cutting and gluing is a lot of work. It's gonna take forever.
Well, Jenny, yeah. I know that making streamers is quite a bit of work, but any work can be fun if we make it fun.
How do we do that?
By singing praises to the Lord, Rebecca. You know, there's a special recipe for praising the Lord, too.
Oh, that's right, Nanny Bird. It says right here in your cookbook, a recipe for praise.
Well, why don't you read it to us, Rebecca?
Oh, I'd love to. Will you all help me?
Sure. Yeah.
Now, did you read the directions very carefully?
Well, I read them once, but I have a very good memory, Nanny Bird.
I wonder how Marvin is doing with his reading.
Well, since we're all finished here, let's go see how Marvin and Booker are doing with their lessons.
Come on, Nanny Bird.
Oh, yes, well, I would like to. Yes, I really would like to, children. But, you know, when the oven is on, someone always has to stay behind and watch it.
I'll watch the oven, Nanny Bird.
Oh, well, thank you, Rebecca. Now, remember, when the timer rings, test the cake with the toothpick. If the toothpick comes out clean, then the cake is done.
And when the cake is done, I'll put it on the counter and turn off the oven.
Oh, very good, Rebecca. Now come along, children, come along. Let's go to Starvin' Marvin's cave.
And so, Nanny Bird and the children all skipped their way to Starvin' Marvin's cave, humming and laughing all the way. In the meantime, things weren't going so well for Marvin and Booker D.
Come on, Marv! What letter is this?
I don't feel like doing this anymore, Booker. I'm tired.
But Marv, how are you ever going to learn how to read if you don't try?
But this is hard work, Booker, and I want to go play.
Well, hello there, Booker and Marvin. How are the lessons coming?
Marv here doesn't want to try anymore, Nanny Bird.
But I'm tired of trying, Nanny Bird. I want to go out and play.
Well, Marvin, of course you can go play, but then you won't learn how to read. Is that what you really want?
I want to learn how to read, Nanny Bird, but it's a lot of work.
Yes, that's true, Marvin. But there's a special secret to doing a lot of work. Would you like to know that secret?
Oh, I like secrets.
Oh, you know, Marvin, sometimes when we're doing quite a bit of work, our own strength runs out, and we get tired of trying.
I'm tired of trying.
Yes, but if we just stop trying to do it ourselves and ask Jesus for his strength, we'll be able to finish the work we started. You see, Marvin, there's a scripture in the Bible that goes like this. I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength.
All things?
That's right, Marvin. Whenever I get tired of trying, I ask Jesus to help me with his strength.
Jesus has lots of strength, Marv.
And he really wants to give his strength to you, Marvin.
You are my strength. You are my song. When I am weak, you are my rock, and you make me strong. You always give your love to me, and in your love I will find all I need.
I know that's a lot to ask, but since I ran out of my own strength, do you think maybe you could give me some of yours? And thank you for caring about how I feel, Lord. Amen.
Oh, Marvin, that's a good start.
Love to me.
I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength? Hey, I think I can do it. I really can do it. Come on, Booker, let's get started.
All right, Marv, now you're talking.
Well, I see you're busy, and the children and I have other things to do.
And so, Nanny Bird and the children tiptoed back to Nanny Bird's nest so they wouldn't disturb Booker and Marvin's reading lesson. Rebecca was, of course, very busy watching the cake baking in the oven.
A recipe for marshmallow crispy bars.
Well, it looks like Rebecca is a little more busy reading Nanny Bird's cookbook.
That cake sure smells good. Is it almost done?
Cake? The birthday cake! I completely forgot to watch the oven.
Oh, my goodness. Well, let's open the door, Rebecca, and let's see if it's finished.
That doesn't look like a cake.
Looks more like a giant cookie.
Oh, my dear. A giant cookie. Oh, now, Rebecca, are you sure you didn't forget to put one of the ingredients into the cake?
One of the ingredients?
Yes, my dear, one of the ingredients. Well, let's take a look at the recipe. Let's see. Here it is. Flour.
Flour.
Sugar.
Sugar.
Eggs.
Eggs.
Butter.
Butter.
Baking powder.
Uh-oh. Oh, no. I forgot to put in the baking powder.
Oh, my dear. Oh, my goodness. Now, Rebecca, baking powder is what makes a cake rise, you know.
Oh, I've ruined Starvin' Marvin's birthday cake.
Well, now, Rebecca, it does smell good.
We could, blindfold Marvin, and then he'd never see it.
Maybe we could put gobs of frosting on it so it will look taller.
If we put it up in a tall tree, he'd only be able to see it from the bottom.
Oh, I feel terrible. If only I had let you make the cake, Nanny Bird. Now I've ruined the whole birthday party.
Oh, no. That's just not true, Rebecca. You see, a party can only be ruined if you let it be ruined.
But I feel so horrible.
Oh, no. Come now, Rebecca. Let's put that gloomy face away. I think there's a happy face behind that gloomy face, and it's just waiting to come out.
I don't think so, Nanny Bird. I think my happy face has gone far away.
Well, I know you feel that way, Rebecca, but you can bring your happy face back whenever you want to. In every situation and in everything we do, there are two kinds of faces we can make.
When the gloomy face comes out, we can fold our
happy face.
Cause a happy face.
happy face. Yes, a happy face is what you wear today. 'Cause a happy face, just a happy face. Yes, a happy face is just a prayer away.
In every situation and in everything we do, there are two kinds of faces we can make. When the gloomy face comes out, we can fold our hands and pout and get upset for making a mistake. But there's another face that wants to burst out with a smile, and all we have to do is start to pray, 'cause he knows what to do to make that smile come through. He'll put
belongs.
Oh, I'm glad too, Rebecca. Now, let's see what we can do with this birthday cake.
Oh, I have an idea, Nanny Bird. Maybe we could frost it with pink frosting.
And then we can put jelly beans all over it.
Oh, Marvin loves jelly beans.
And we'll put 8 candles on top.
Yeah!
Oh, wonderful, wonderful. I just know that Marvin will love his birthday cookie, Rebecca.
Oh, I can't wait until tomorrow.
Very early the next day, the children tiptoed up to Starvin' Marvin's cave and tacked a piece of paper onto a tree right by the cave.
Shh. Oh, Starvin' Marvin's going to be so surprised.
Look, he's coming out of his cave.
Oh, the sun is already up, and it's a beautiful day.
Good morning, Starvin' Marvin.
Happy birthday, Starvin' Marvin.
Oh, today's my birthday. I'm 8 years old. What's this piece of paper tacked onto my tree? HAPPYBIRTHDAY. Happy birthday. It says happy birthday on that piece of paper. I can read that. H-A-P. I can spell that. I read my first word.
Yay!
With Jesus' help, I've done it. I've learned my ABCs. I can't wait to tell Booker, he'll be so proud of me. I've practiced all the letters from A clear down to Z. And when I woke this morning, it was very plain to see. I can read, I can read. Oh, today's a special day 'cause I can read. Yes, today's a special day 'cause it's my birthday. I found out to my surprise that I can read, read, read.
Hey there, Marv, what's all the commotion about? Can a worm get to sleep around here?
Oh, Booker, you're gonna be so proud of me. I can read, Booker, I can read.
Marvin's right, Booker, he really can read.
Well, I'll be a worm in the mud.
He can read.
I can read.
Oh, today's a special day 'cause he can read.
how those letters sound. I put them close together and say the sounds out loud. And with a little practice, I know that I can be the only educated bear in all of history.
From now on, anyone that sees your diploma hanging on your cave here is going to know that you have studied hard and that you have graduated from the Booker School of Reading with high honors and you have earned the title of Honorary Educated Bear.
What else it says on this piece of paper. Y-O-U-U-A-R-E-R-E.
No, Marv, the E is silent. Oh. See?
You are invited. Invited to come to Nanny Bird's nest. You are invited to come to Nanny Bird's nest.
Right now.
Nanny Bird wants me to come to her nest right now?
That's right, Marvin, right now.
And so, Starvin' Marvin, Booker T, and the children all ran very quickly over to Nanny Bird's nest to see why she had invited Marvin to come. Of course, Booker and the children already knew, but Marvin had no idea what was to come. When they were very close, the children put a big blindfold over Marvin's eyes so that he wouldn't be able to see all of the party decorations.
They're coming, Nanny Bird. They're coming.
Oh, dear. Dear me. I hope I haven't forgotten anything.
The children led Marvin very carefully and quietly through the forest until he was standing right in front of Nanny Bird's table. Marvin took off his blindfold and...
Surprise! Happy birthday, Starvin' Marvin!
A birthday party for me? Oh, you shouldn't have, but I'm sure glad you did. Did you all help?
We made the streamers
and blew up all the balloons.
The streamers are very pretty, and the balloons are just perfect for a party. Oh, and you made party hats. I love party hats.
I made this one especially for you, Marvin.
Oh, goody.
Everyone worked very hard, Marvin, and Rebecca made you a birthday cookie.
A birthday cookie? For me?
It didn't turn out exactly the way it was supposed to, Marvin, but I hope you like it anyway.
Oh, boy! It has jelly beans on top. I love jelly beans.
Well, I hope that you like your surprise, Marvin.
Oh, I love surprises. And I have a surprise for you, too, Nanny Bird. Guess what? I learned how to read my very first words today. Of course, I still need a lot of practice.
Oh, that is wonderful news, Marvin. I'm so happy for you.
But that's not all I learned. You see, trying to learn all my ABCs yesterday was so hard for me that I felt like giving up. But I found out that Jesus cares about my feelings and that Jesus will give his strength to me. Remember, Nanny Bird?
Oh, of course I remember, Marvin.
I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength.
Jesus showed me something too, Marvin. You see, when I forgot to put the baking powder in your birthday cake, I felt terrible. But then Nanny Bird showed me that I could turn my gloomy face into a happy face just by asking Jesus to help me.
That's right, Rebecca. And when we all put on our happy faces, we made something good out of a flat birthday cake. We made it into a giant birthday cookie.
And that's when we frosted it and put jelly beans all over it.
Well, I'm sure glad you baked the birthday cookie, Rebecca, because I love jelly beans, and I even like giant cookies better than cakes.
You do?
I sure do, because cookies are a lot crunchier than cakes.
You know what, Nanny Bird?
Yes, Johnny?
Remember when we were afraid that Marvin was going to stay in his cave forever and we didn't know what to do?
Why, yes, I do remember that.
And you told us that Jesus always cares about our feelings.
That's right. And after we gave our cares over to Jesus, he showed us how to help Marvin.
Yeah. And while I helped teach Marvin his alphabet, you all were helping to cheer him up by getting ready for his party.
I'm sure glad that Jesus cares about how we all feel. Aren't you, Nanny Bird?
Oh, I sure am, Johnny. And he always takes such good care of us.
Yeah. He sure does. And I think all of you are the best friends a bear could ever have.
Well, we all have a little song that we're supposed to sing for you, Marv.
It's a perfect day for a birthday party.